Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
From our hearts to yours, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And I've had many people saying, hey, Ray, Radio Pulpit, jigelele. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you very much to Johan Els, the capable hands of Johan Els, taking you through, man. That's a friend you can lean on, Johan Els. That's a friend you can lean on. So thank you so much. He's coming back tomorrow morning. Daybreak, I think. Yes. Thank you for the joyride tonight. And of course, it is Thursday Live, and I'd just like us to start it like this. Do you remember Kelly Price? She did a song with Whitney Houston and Cissy Winans, I think. And she also did a song with the one that was done by Elvis Presley, Heartbreak Hotel. Do you know that? She's good, man. She's the child of the Father, by the way. Check her out. Healing. And she speaks about what happened in her life. She speaks about what happened in her life. If you can listen to the lyrics, check this out.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. May He continue to cover you with His grace. May He see you through at all times, regardless of what is taking place in your life. May He show up and fight for you and win for you, whether it's a disease, family troubles, whatever it is, whatever danger, you know, may the Father show His grace in His face. May His face shine upon you marvelously. And I trust that you will enjoy His grace even far much more. My name is Ray, and of course, Thursday Live, the name of the show. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. On the line, I have the Apostle Phumlamfe, and she's on the line. Apostle, greetings to you and welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here once again in this cold evening, but we thank God for the grace that is sustaining us. And the glorious greetings to Pastor Makamu, to all our wonderful, beautiful listeners.
Thank you so much. And let me welcome Mumfundisi Makamu. Mumruti, greetings to you.
Sanibonani Mumfundisi wami ninjani.
Siyaphila, sibuze kini Mumfundisi.
Ujesu Nkosi, ngibingelela ku Mumruti, ngibingelela ku Apostle Phumlamfene. Ngibingelela kubandla lonke lika baba walithenga ngegazi lakhe.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Are you well though, Mruti?
Hayi, ngomusa baba. Uyinkosi.
Yeah.
East, west, north, south. He is the one. And no one like him. No one.
Indeed, there is no one like him. There is no one like him. He is just amazing. He's just amazing. And of course, the very aspect of tonight is something that is so interesting, you know, that we are going to be touching on. We are going to be looking into the spiritual mindset. What is spiritual mindset even all about? You know, we will be touching on that and what the word says and what kind of mindsets do we find ourselves in? You know, what kind of mindsets are we at today as believers? What kind of mindsets are we at, you know, as believers? And it is something to take note of, to take cognizance of, you know, ukuthi sisemqondweni muphi, you know, sisemqondweni muphi today. Ngabe sisemqondweni ukuthi hayi asijoleli, sisemqondweni ukuthi hayi inyama iyadliwa, or sisemqondweni ukuthi hey madoda, umusa kaNkulunkulu osanele sonke lo is not a license yokuthi siqhubeke senze kubi, uyayibona. We need to check our mindsets, the mindsets of the majority of Christians today. I see gunama false beliefs akhona because of mindsets, and so we will be looking into that. And what is a spiritual mindset? You know, that is what we are actually going to be looking into. What is a spiritual mindset? The word in Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You shall keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Someone with a spiritual mindset is someone whose mind is stayed on Yahuwah, our Elohim. His mind is stayed on the Elohim, and each and every time he trusts in the Father, our Father Yahuwah. He trusts in him. His mind is stayed on the Father, and he trusts in him. He's not, his mind is not stayed on his degrees. When another ma degree wa kwamaning na ma pura pura. No, no, it's not that. No, 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 it's not. Saying atu enzi magic. No, 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 it's not that. You know, this person, his mind is stayed on the Father. His focus is stayed on the Father. His trust is not in the magnanimity of his bank account, or his business, or ama branch, awu bishop wa kona yena. His mind is stayed on the Father, and each and every time he trusts in the Father. That kind of person has a spiritual mindset. Now, when you look into Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And we see this person dwelling in the life and the peace of the Father because his mind is directed, corrected, led, instructed, ruled, governed by the Spirit of the Father, controlled by the Spirit of the Father. This person, akathi no namhlanje ngiza controlwa umqondo wami wokuba umZulu. Ha, usesiyakubona naku yangamabheshu neidwaba.
Kosiya.
Neqwa nesiviko, uyalazi iqwa. Nesiviko. How? Kanti namhlanje kwenze njani? Hayi traditional namhlanje. Hey madoda. Mhlolo ka James.
Kosiya.
It's not like that in this person. This person is filled with the peace and the life of the Father because his mind and his thoughts, he constantly subjects them to the rule of the Holy Spirit. Ish. You know, when our mind, when a spiritual mindset prevails, there's peace. It means there's no fear because it's full of love. For love dispels all kinds of fear. And aga vevini. Aga vevi. Aga sabi. The mind of the Father is upon them. So, this is the thing. Now, I want to hear from you before I go to the apostle. I want to hear from you, Makam, today, and let us start by answering the question. Are we mostly spiritually minded or otherwise, or carnally minded these days? Are we seeing so many challenges which would prove either we are spiritually minded or not these days?
Yeah.
Makamu, mganwam.
Umfundisi wami angibonge mina, angibonge na kumpostolo ukuthi uqale ngami ngoba umpostolo azolungisa uma simoshile.
Ya umpostolo phela yiboza la maboza.
That is why ngithi ngidabula kakhulu.
Yazenzani lalela mkhulu before uya kude ithi ku apostle Phumla ithi uchipi ubheke ukuthi wenza ithi uchipi. Hey, when we talk about this spiritual mindedness, but please answer the question first, Mruti Makamu. Today, do we find ourselves mostly leaning on what kind of mindsets as Christians?
Yeah. I can say 95% of the time we are not spiritual minded.
How?
I'm telling you. Noma ngabe umthola esontweni, noma ngabe umthola kuphi, ingqondo ikhanda lomtshelo kwakhe. Uyabona ingane umZulu bathi ikhanda lomtshelo kwakhe. Uyabona. Most of the times, umfundisi wami, I can say 95% we think about we are spiritual minded, only 5%. Reason, ingqondo igcwele ukudla, number one. Number two, ingqondo igcwele izinto ezikhona around us. Asikho most of the times thinking about God. When you gave us this theme, kunento eyafika kimi umfundisi wami ku Genesis chapter 5. Verse 24. There in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, there is a man called Enoch. The Bible says Enoch had a close fellowship with the Lord. Umuntu umane close fellowship with the Lord means kutina. Noma ngaba umvusa ngo 2 ntata kuso or umvusa ngo 3 or umvusa ngo 1 or umvusa ngo 11 akana skadi lo muntu lola une close fellowship with the Lord
full time and then, full time noNkulunkulu bona
o full time
yeah
o full time akusi part time lo muntu lola then the Bible says ukutina uNkulunkulu waze wamthatha.
Hey man.
Ngokubona ku this my friend akakwalify kuba kwale ndawo akuyo. Mangimthathe. Wamsusa uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
So our mind ayikho most of the times kuNkulunkulu. Our mind is ekuhlini.
Yes.
When we preach ukudla. When we go to church, we go there so that we may have money to eat and a car to drive or whatever. Once I had a gardener, was in for salad, woman cut and you tanga finisher enter. Didn't you tanga finisher enter? Jungle boys in for salad, Uloma Pandu for ATM in La Poya Court.
Eh, Utinina.
Yabung your child. Utuman cut and you tanga finisher enter, German cut the lamp for salad.
How?
So, my mind is put it. Jamabana Zimfusel, Uyoma Pandu ATM yini La Payoma corn.
Yeah.
Roba, or a way banking or young and a set banking, Jamabana Zimfusel. So, even in our preaching, we preach food, we think about ethical things. Whereas, we are Utina, don't think about these things. Goba, unga kata zeku ngokuthi uza kudlani, uza kugqokani, uza kulala kuphi. Goba, these things, I already covered about those things. Uthi number one, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. So, in other words, when the Bible says to seek from this one, it's to explore. You are seeking. In other words, when you go to God, ukuthi lo muntu kumele ngimthole lo muntu
ngimfuna la
ngimlava la mfundisi la.
Yeah man.
But now we seek only 5 minutes.
Yes.
Uma siqedele 5 minutes le lapho uNkulunkulu akangiphendulanga.
Sifake nama demands futhi first kwalokho.
Sifake nama demands esha bright nase pick and pay. Kula phosa siyakhona. Ngiyasethenga. Mina uNkulunkulu kuze bakubone ukuthi uNkulunkulu nginike imoto, nginike umsebenzi, nginifuna ukushada, ngifuna into. Sifaka wonke lama request lawo lapho. Hayi ngokuthi we need him but sifuna izinto zakhe.
Yena simfuni kahle kahle.
Yena no asinandaba naye.
Yeah, madam.
Understand? Even lokhu ukukhonza yena uNkulunkulu, asikhonzi yena, sikhonza izinto ezikhandwe wuye. That is the reason. Abanye, inkomo yiNkulunkulu, wena zifuna mina inkomo yinyama. Uyakwazi lokhu umfundisi, angeke sikhulume ngabo.
Sakuja.
Abanye inkomo yiNkulunkulu kubo, mina inyama kimi. Ngibona inyama. Abanye itiyele uNkulunkulu kubo, mina ngimine mphuzela nje ukuthi na ngizizwisa bomnandi.
Yeah.
Abanye understand into fana nalela.
Yeah.
So lithi laphana Romans chapter 12. Ngiyaninqenga ukuthi ninikele imizimba yenu iba umhlatshelo ophilayo to become a living sacrifice, mfundisi. Our sacrifice ngokuthi uthathe umeso zigwaza. You deny yourself of things of the world. Usafunana naye. You deny yourself a pleasure. But ufunana naye a pleasure yakho ibe ukuthi na ngimtholile yena.
Yeah.
Then a pleasure yami seyikhona ngoba yena sengifikile kuye. Uyamkhumbula David athi na ngathokoza uma bathi na asiye endlini kaJehova. Uyamkhumbula. Yes. Uthi ngathokoza uma bathi masiye endlini kaJehova. But now, thina sifuna uNkulunkulu uma sigula, sifuna uNkulunkulu uma senkingeni, sifuna uNkulunkulu ngoba sifuna izinto zakhe, asifuni yena. And now, uthi lapha verse 2. Don't conform to the standards of this world. Because the world think otherwise.
The world ayicabangi ngendlela thina kumele sicabanga ngayo. The world yibona uNkulunkulu kuyinto ongasilutho. That is the reason the Bible says ukuthi na a fool says in his heart ukuthi na there is no God. Kusho isikhuphuku. See, there is no God. And in the holiday, yabo in a festival, like I pray, they book a book. And then now, to the standard of the world, but by allow God to change the way you think. So indlela sicabanga ngayo masingacabangi ngendlela yasemhlabeni but let us think about ngendlela yasezulwini ukubuza ukuthi ezulwini kanti bacabanga kanjani uke wenjoye izulu ula uke ube ne-close fellowship ula hayi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzomenjoya uma sewufile no kumele umenjoya ula uenjoy protection yakhe ula uenjoy the giving yakhe ula umweshipa ula 99% but kube 24/7 I'm a percent kungabe 100% if there is a possibility kube 1000% you are always with God. Hayi ukuthi na umgabanga kuphela uma sewuye esontweni uma uya sonte for the 2 minutes then up. No, but you must think about God every now and then, not every now but always, because he needs a close fellowship with a man.
Absolutely, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu Nakhensa, and of course you can give us a shout, talk to us directly. That's 012-334-1322. Tell us what it means. What it means to you to be spiritually minded. You know, what is a spiritual mindset even all about? And today, what are the challenges towards us being spiritually minded? What are the challenges that are there? And of course, also you can send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729 and tell us if they really still are promoting the fact, you know, even in your ministry, they are still promoting the fact that you should be spiritually minded. You know, do they still promote that? Or they say, no, you must think like the people of our church.
From our hearts to yours. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. A spiritual mind. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says something there. It says, "For who has known the mind of the Elohim that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." A person who is spiritually minded is someone who has the mind of Christ. So here, it's not the mind of a human being anymore. It's the mind of Christ. This person is filled with the wisdom of the Father. Their own wisdom is secondary. The wisdom of the Father is primary. The wisdom of the Father is that which makes him function and attach and make meanings and be able to put reasons and to be able to see a purpose. It is this mind of Christ that is there, not their mind, not their theology. And the first question is, what about us today? Are we more spiritually minded or carnally? Apostle, what comes to mind?
Yeah, ke rata scripture se se badileng moruti gore we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And it's not even a suggestion, you know. It's something that you need to intentionally take it on. You know, Muruti Makamo said something very powerful. 95% te hangata arena spiritual mindset, because we're living in a world where we are confronted by a lot of things, and in most cases a lot of people mind diabona is the worst enemy. So and even as the Lord has said, you have my mind. So when you have somebody's mind, it's up to you to get that mind and allow that mind to govern you, allow that mind to determine how you behave. Because remember, a particular mindset, you behave as one when you're confronted by stuff. Even when you're not confronted by stuff. So the mindset aids them also determine your attitude, you know. It determines your overall behavior, you know. So even the word of God, it says, as the man thinketh, so is he. So hangata, but those people, baba behavior, the way it is not acceptable, because definitely certain behavioral attitude, you know, from either leaders in the church or either followers of Christ, you know, they leave so much to be desired. And from there you can deduce and also safely assume, or no, as much as they are in the church. Remember, you can be in the church and still reject and refuse to put on the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And still reject the mind of Christ. Hence, we have people, Baba Tolampe, that are treated by the same issues all the time. We have people that are tormented by, say, you know, I was just thinking not so long ago about even the whole thing of strongholds. You know, hangata, more especially people about warfare, strongholds normally they don't attach it to a particular kind of mind.
Yeah.
A certain type of mindset can cause such a stronghold. And hey, by how you back a stronghold, it will be easy to come out of it unless you acknowledge that already you have been given a mind of Christ.
So
once you have been given and acknowledge that, after acknowledging that, then receive that.
Yes.
And allow the mind of Christ to help you live above the mind of the flesh. Because our mind, Joe, mindset, sometimes our mind will cause you to worry and be anxious. On the word has already said, don't be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
But the mindset of the flesh will say, no, this problem is too big and not for me to worry. You know, sometimes you become anxious, you become fearful. There are things that happen that will cause your mind to behave, to think in a certain type of way. But kirata lentsola modimo ene lona le lo le badileng jo. We have been, that settles the matter.
Sure.
Regardless of the mind of the flesh, regardless of the mind that is accustomed to the things of the world, in the gutless, and you know as well, John, because we live in a world where there's so much going on, you know, and even when you go to institutions of learning, when you go to certain spaces of influence, you know, that you are expected to behave in a particular type of way. And to think, that's what I'm saying. So when you don't think in a particular way, in a secular world, or in a political world, as a child of God, people will shun at you. But that, and hanky people will shun at you simply because when you are in that sphere, or in that domain, or in that space, we lack a mind of Christ. That most people who are not in that space, have a level when you have put on the band of Christ, you can achieve. Yeah, there's so much that a lot of people have achieved in different levels, in different spheres of life and spaces, who have taken on the mind of Christ, because that kind of mind cannot be defeated. That kind of mind will cause you to experience defeat. The mind of Christ will cause you to rise above every storm, to rise above every limitation, every restriction, and every sabotage.
And every sabotage. I like that. I like that. There's one thing that I've realized. We also are not opening ourselves up to the apostolic rebuke, correction, and guidance. We play around the pastorals because that's where we are able to bribe, you know. Nevertheless, it's just my thought. That's where we are just able to bribe. And it's a sad thing that takes place these days. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Mfundisi Philip Masango, thank you so much. I really appreciate what you just sent to us.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Pastor Philip Masango says, Nekenkosi, the mind of Jesus Christ is the mind of God. Mind of the flesh, it's the mind of the sinful nature that is full of rebelliousness, pride, and self-centeredness. Okuzelwe uNkulunkulu kunesiko lukaNkulunkulu. That's why Satan doesn't respect anyone who is not living according to the will of God. That is what Umfundisi Philip Masango is saying there. Thank you so much, Muruti. I appreciate.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Now, the very aspect of a spiritual mind. This is the mind that is always turning towards the testaments of the Father. Check it out. Psalm 119, verse 59, it says, I thought about my ways. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. A spiritual mind is the mind that always looks at one's ways and make sure that one is found in the path of the testimonies of the Father, because his lamp, his word is a lamp unto our feet. Fundisi Makam.
Uti David uma akhuluma lapha ku Psalm chapter 1 mfundisi wami. Ubusisiwe umuntu. You understand? Ubusisiwe umuntu who does not walk, follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord. Meditating. In King Asayla, meditating.
Spiritual mind. Yes.
Meditating on the Lord, meditating on the on it day and night. You meditate in the law of the Lord day and night. That is the reason. Nadana go Joshua chapter 1. Uti Joshua, in order for you to be successful, susa zonke lezinto ozaziyo. This book of law must never depart from your mouth. Meditate. In mind, kumele isebenze lapho. You understand? So,
kudingeka imeditation. Hayi meditation ye 5 minutes. Meditate on it, or you meditate on the word. Noma sekukubi, you see good, you see uNkulunkulu ayenza ukuhle phakathi kokubi. Ukuthi lo uNkulunkulu engimaziyo. Do you remember when these 12 guys bahamba bayahlola izwi lesithembiso? Uma babuya i-10 yithi no mana ngeke. But lo uJoshua soloko aphuma, he saw God abayincisa ulwandle olubomvu. He saw God akhipha amanzi edwaleni. He saw God abanikeza ukudla kubizwa ukuthi na is the manna. Then uma abona abantu labala abamadbani baba amagiant labala uthi nalaba la ngoba uNkulunkulu ukhulumile, he began to meditate ngoNkulunkulu ukuthi labantu labala esiwabonayo singabahla ngoba asihambi sodwa lonke imaziyo lento nelapha ihlele kuye. Yihle hayi ngokuthi na yihafunyana yihlele labantu sibabonayo labala singabadla labala ngoba ngamazi lo muntu ehlala ala engqondweni yami. So uNkulunkulu udinga ukuthi nasimeditate ngaye, our mindset yicabange yena. Uyakhumbula these 3 boys, uma uSedre uma uKing Nebukadnezar athi ubani angandiphula esandleni sami? Athi noma ungayenzeka wena, noma ungenzeka wena usithathe usilahlele le, akuna nkinga, singamane sife isitempi yokuthi sikhonza wena. In other words, la bantu lala ngendlela bakukommitted ngayo, we are willing to die ngendlela bazitshela ngayo, but we are willing to die, it's okay. Lo simaziyo thina, siyamazi, it's okay. Akuna ndaba ukuthi wena uyamazi or awumazi, futhi wena uthi uzisusa uma uthanda. Asina ndaba ukuthi wena uyasusa or awususa, akusalayo thina lo simaziyo thina. No, noma ungenzeka sipho kodwa hlala wazi ukuthi angeke size siwukhonze.
Yeah.
uNkulunkulu angeka japhi. So i-mindset yethu umfundisi wami akumelanga kube ingqondo izocabanga about God only for 2 minutes lokuthi lapha kongathi no akusiyena lo uNkulunkulu lo simaziyo lo kongathi no kwephakathi kokubi umbone yena atshintshe ukubi kube kuhle. Ingqondo kuhlale kuwe. Do you remember lapha kuJob chapter 1? The Bible says ukuthi while uNkosikazi sekathethele koko, the Bible says ukuthi uNkosikazi uthi mana sewulahlele uNkulunkulu ufeke. Ngoba ingqondo yakhe igcwele yena uJobe, igcwele yena ubaba. Uthi uJobe asizokwamukela okuhle kuphela nokubi. Sebeza bo-Elifazi, beza bo-Bildadi, beza bobanibani, athi akusanayo lonke imazi, angizokumkhesa, angizokumjikela ngoba ngiyamazi, ngiyawubona lo bubi engikubo. But ingqondo yami intshela ukuthi this is a shadow that is passing, akusiyinto ngihlala kuyo. So i-mindset mfundisi wami deals with the way we think, the way we perceive izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Singazithathi kancane, sibuka uNkulunkulu as if uboyinyana uBoy Makamu laphana. No, akusuhuye uBoy Makamu. UNkulunkulu is the almighty, is the owner of the universe. Hayi ngokuthi uyi-owner nje ithengele iteksi. No, is the creator.
Yeah,
lo sikhuluma ngaye.
Yes.
So our way of thinking must be more kuye than izinto thina sizidingayo kuye. We must love him the way uma sikhuluma. That is why athi uJehova uma kukhuluma kuDeuteronomy uthi na vele nje uma ufika endlini ebendeni lakho ubhale le mithetho lela ukuthi noma uvuke ekuseni uthi naye lela, uthi ujike ekhishini naye lela, uthi ungene ebathroom naye lela, uthi ungene e-sitting room naye, uthi ungene egarage ukuthi ukhiphe imoto naye. Nanku lo uNkulunkulu kathi ukuze lento lela yisinte kuwe, so that you may meditate on me day and night. Ilento Jehova
idingayo. I hear you. Thank you so much, Bab Makam. I really appreciate it. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And we are talking about a true spiritual mindset, what it is even all about.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this, the very issue of being spiritually minded. Are we these days? Or are we leaning on our own minds? Are we leaning on our own understandings? I am challenged, Apostle, by Psalm 19, verses 14. And then it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Elohim. Be acceptable in your sight, which means he can see the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts. He can see them.
Yeah.
Because it says, let them be acceptable in your sight. It doesn't say in your hearing. In your sight.
Yeah. Come on.
He can see them.
Amen.
And a spiritually minded person is a person who prays this prayer. And the Father has granted him that grace of disciplining, controlling his mind.
Mm.
That he thinks and meditates about that which the Father sees and says, this is good.
Yeah.
And also this person is able to meditate in their heart those things that are pleasing to the Father, which is the word of the Father. But today, Apostle, what comes to mind?
Yeah, Nick, I know.
Mm.
We will get there. As long as we understand that.
Yeah,
meditation is key, because where the scripture we just quoted, it's called about the meditation of your mind and the heart.
Mm.
So that's important. You know, I've observed something. I noticed that there'll be this type of guys, you know, who have like big chest and big muscles, broader shoulders, everything.
Mm.
Is big. But then, hold on, we are good. So, for the longest of time, next I couldn't understand why these people are so well built. God, Dimu Margota, it's a different story.
Mm.
But then they like for it. Any muscle, you take time on it and develop it and work on it.
Mm.
And feed it. Yeah, hola.
Yes.
And any muscle which I develop, I hold. Yeah.
Control.
Mm.
Yes.
And so with the mind as well, you know, the best exercise that you can give your mind to really shape the thoughts is through the word of God and through meditating on the word of God.
Mm.
So meaning meditation, meditating on the word of God, the most efficient, powerful, and unfortunately most undermined exercise of the mind. We were talking to somebody during the day, consult in terms of when people have mental issues. You know, for the mental issues are on the rise. You know, the skyrocketing is not even funny.
Yeah.
And more especially, and now, so at the end of the day, most people are consulting with psychologists, so forth and so on. And then Baba Angi, they're taking the route, so forth and so on. And my heart goes out to those people. And I pray that may the Lord touch and heal their mind.
Mm.
But also, I want somebody to allow me to bring to them this evening that the meditation of the Word of God is such a powerful prescription.
Yeah.
It can do us so much good. It can do our mind so much good. Because remember, when you meditate, you ponder, you think through and over again. So this is an exercise that you can do it in segments. So you can either choose, in a day, you will meditate, maybe 5 minutes, segments, or meditate, and then come out of it, can continue with your business, and then take another segment, another 5 minutes, so forth and so on. You know, it covers the segment, but that does so much good for your mind. Because, you know, what I've noticed is,
yeah.
So after reading the word, it is important that you go beyond reading and meditating on what you think about what you read.
Yes.
Because if you don't think it through and engage with it in your mind,
Yeah.
And that will be seen in your behavior, in your attitude, in the way of you doing things. I read the word every night, but then I can understand why this and that is happening. Wara, wara, wara. Now, we thank God you are reading the word. But like as I say, over and above reading the word, that other best prescription is meditating on the same word you are reading. Think about it over and over again, repeat it, and be consistent. But also in the book of, so above reading the word, also what is important is renewing your mind. Watch in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not renew your mind this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Social media. You know, there was a time I was off social media for now. Because I noticed after getting social media, somehow it will deal with my mind, it could make it off balance.
Gautar.
And I'm like, no, man, this is not good. What's on the TV, body Netflix, when you keep watching them and not taking time studying the Word of God, feeding on the Word of God, they are more harmful to your mind.
Yeah.
The world is prescribing day in and day out prescriptions that are harmful to our mind. If it's not body TV or body social media, it's also the food. You know,
yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is why some of us who are also very into the prophetic and apostolic, we always say to people, it is also very critical what you eat before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Because that also will determine the kind of dream you'll have.
Anyway.
We understand that. So that also goes back to the issue of the mind. But like as I said, beyond us meditating, our mind needs to be renewed by the Word of God. Let it be an exercise. It's not easy, but subject your body. Subject that feeling. How to meditate on the Word of God. And certain make time. Anything that over time you make time for it. We make time for every other thing else. except for meditating on the word of God. Hence, we have a lot of people who are casualties of things. They shouldn't be casualties of that. I don't meditate more than two. So even when Satan puts you in a corner, it is not the word that comes out. Because when you meditate, when the enemy harasses you and pushes you in a corner, it is the word of God that comes out. You know, and Mudumu Aru Twisa Banama Mudumu Hore. We need to meditate on the word of God. And also, very, very important, Ephesians 4, verse 8. Brethren and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is admirable, if anything is of excellency and praiseworthy, think about such things.
Yes.
Five years ago, you still meditate. It's something else. You meditate. Because when you meditate and you repeat it, just think about it. It still hurts like it happened. It still hurts as if it happened yesterday. It was even as leaders in the church. We get betrayed every day. Unfortunately, betrayal is the order of the day when you're called.
Yeah.
But now, who have never done anything wrong to you, and you even like, no, I can't. So it's the issue of thinking patterns and mindset that are not surrendered to the will of God. Mindset that are not stayed on the word of God, that are not stayed also on God, that are not focused on God. All the time. So
thank you so much. I appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And we are touching base on this, the very aspect and issue of a spiritual mindset. What is a spiritual mindset even all about? What is a spiritual mindset even all about? That is what we are talking about. And we trust that the Father will do you good and, of course, also grace you so much in a mighty way. 0826572729. You can send us a WhatsApp and also drop us a voice note there. What kind of mindset do you find? Even in our preachings, man, what kind of mindset do you find much of the times? Would you say you find that which is pleasing to the sight of the Father? Or we have put our own things that please us, that make us happy, at the expense of the Father? 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.